Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and once again, me talking to you first at the top of the show means it is once again time for me to field some questions from WAMC's very own Ian Pickus. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing great. Really enjoyed our special guest player last week, Mackenzie Aston. And if you missed that, you can hear it at wamc.org/anyquestions. But now it's your turn. Before we do that, clear up last time's challenge for us, will you?
Start with the name of our special guest, Mac Aston. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word for what Harry Houdini was known for, and a five-letter word for things he often used. What are the words?
If you add a G, you can spell magic and tanks.
Yep.
Well, Mike, tonight, comedian Dimitri Martin is playing at the Egg in Albany.
Let's go.
The writer, actor, comedian, and director is a Conan and Daily Show alum who recently directed and starred in his first feature film, Dean. He also had a Comedy Central series called Important Things. So in honor of Dimitri Martin's gig, this week's show is all about comedy.
So as opposed to the regular shenanigans that this yeah. show is known for, it's comedy on purpose.
Earlier this year, President Trump went after Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York for crying, quote, fake tears in blasting the White House's travel ban. Coming to Schumer's defense was what distant relative and former Last Comic Standing contestant who said, quote, I know Chuck Schumer, and he cannot act. Trust me, he can barely smile on cue.
Amy Schumer.
That's right. Her father is a cousin of Chuck Schumer's. The winner of the first Grammy Award for spoken comedy recording in 1959, comedian Shelley Berman died this year at age 92. In addition to teaching writing at USC for more than two decades, Berman had a recurring role as Nat David on what HBO series?
Speaking of last names, I'm going to take that as the hint that it is a relative of Larry David, and so the show is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Which has just returned for its latest season after a seven-year hiatus. After four highly regarded comedy specials on HBO beginning in 1996, Bring the Pain, Bigger and Blacker, Never Scared, and Kill the Messenger, which stand-up got a reported $40 million for two Netflix specials due this year?
Chris Rock.
That's right. Yes. And The Hollywood Reporter says the $20 million per special set a new comedy record. Depending on how you count, Saturday Night Live has had 16 different Weekend Update hosts. Fill in the blank. Dennis Miller, Kevin Nealon, Norm MacDonald, blank, Tina Fey, and Jimmy Fallon.
The person that's missing from that list is Colin Quinn.
Nicely done. He also helmed shows called Remote Control and Tough Crowd. And finally, a South Carolina native. What stand-up who shot to fame as Tom Haverford on NBC's Parks and Recreation won an Emmy for writing on his Netflix series Master of None in September, which he then brought to In-N-Out Burger?
That is Aziz Ansari.
Yes, it is. And I will spare you my awful impression. Well, Mike Nothnagel wasn't booed off the stage. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
There's still time to boo. Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit the questions that Ian just asked me, to look at some of the extra credit questions that Ian has for all of us, or perhaps this challenge. Ian.
Start with the phrase, the comedy store. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a six-letter tool associated with agriculture and an eight-letter instrument associated with cars. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.